Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, and would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can I speak with Anthony Bruccoletti, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right, sir, just let me open this up real quick. Okay, just for qualification purposes, to start, how many years have you worked in a masonry industry? Would you, if you ever work on that?
Over 40 years, 42 years.
Okay, so be more than 41, right? 41 years. Okay, and
yeah.
And what is your primary branch or the trade? Would that be refractory bricklayer, mason, helper, or finisher?
I'm a stone mason.
Stone, okay. All right. Stone. All right, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, a finisher, or a helper, apprentice, a journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
No, I was a journeyman.
The journey level mechanic, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and yes or no, are you currently working at the trade? Yes or no?
I've been retired about 12 years.
Okay, so you're not working. Okay, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work ever over, you know, the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, like I said, I've been retired.
Okay, so it'll be more than 20 years, right? More than 21 months. Okay, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, so no, right? All right, if yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get this sense that these are, you know, fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this, you know, time last year?
I think it's about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same as number as they were this time last year?
Well, I've been retired a while, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, so not sure. Okay, no problem. Okay, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to reform the work of the union practice in your community?
I don't think so, no.
So no, right? Okay. All right. All right, sir, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No, okay. All right, sir, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
You know, I don't really know.
Okay, so... Okay.
I'm not sure.
Problem? Okay, so and now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years they will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Honestly, I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
Okay, but...
I don't really know.
Okay, so don't know. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, thinking about your work, on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you, you know, most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or there were no real safety concerns?
I'd say air quality.
Okay, air quality. Okay. I was wondering, in yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No meeting. Okay. All right, sir. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you participated in the activity in the past 12 months, okay? Union organization, yes or no?
No, I told you I'm retired. No.
Okay. Okay, what about picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, in the last 12 months, how often did your local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. All right, sir, and changing the subject, you know, to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from one that you are mostly likely to get your news from, you know, to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is radio, cable news, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, or the internet or social media.
Print and online.
Okay, so be print online be the first one. What about your second one? Would that be radio, cable, or friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, or the internet?
Local TV. Local TV.
And your third? Cable news, radio, friends and neighbors, or internet or social media?
Internet.
Okay, what about your the other one? Radio, cable news, or friends and neighbors?
Radio,
and then we have just cable news and friends and neighbors.
Probably friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors. Okay, so we put the cable news at last. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you? You know, right now, would you say immigration, foreign policy, education, the environment, support for labor unions, healthcare, job, and the economy, or something else?
Oh, jobs and the economy.
Okay, jobs and the economy. All right, sir, as you may know, BAC, or BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Would you say you heard a lot about it, just some or a little bit?
I heard some.
Some, okay. All right, sir, and as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrats.
Okay, Democrats. All right, so as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Okay, which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
UAW.
Okay, so be
oil workers.
Would that be much more or just somewhat?
You'd be what?
Much more. Do you support him or just somewhat more?
More.
More. Okay. All right. All right, sir, please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job, you know, Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as the president overall, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Could you repeat that?
Please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one is his job as a president overall.
He's just doing the best he can.
Would that be approved strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about foreign affairs?
Same thing, somewhat.
What about support for labor unions?
He supports them strongly.
Strongly. Okay, what about the economy?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. Okay, the healthcare.
Strongly.
Strongly. And immigration.
Somewhat.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and appreciate your help, okay? And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling his job?
No, I disapprove.
Would that be a strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. All right, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, sir. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024?
Could you repeat that?
Yes, sir. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote 50-50 chance, or we'll probably not vote?
No, I'll vote. I'll be certain to vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, sir?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? That would be Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Right. Okay.
But I don't think either one of them is going to run.
Okay, and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, and retirement security and safety? Would you say yes or no?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sir, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, poor, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
You know, I'm not sure. I only know what goes on around here.
The International Union?
Yeah, I only know what's happening in New York. I don't really know what's going on in the other parts of the country.
Okay, sir. And how could the union best improve its representation and services, in your own words? Can you tell me that? Just in a few words, can you tell me how could the union best improve its, you know, representation and services?
Just be a little more balanced.
Okay. For them to be more balanced, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For balance. Okay, sir, and what do you think, you know, the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Organizing.
Okay. to organize better, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. To organize better. Better. Okay, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say text or SMS, mail, email, union meetings, or job site?
Mail.
Mail. Okay. All right, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative or regulatory updates? You know, that are important to the to BEC. Would you say never, once a year, couple times a year, four times?
Couple times a year.
Couple times a year. All right. All right, sir. And just for qualification purposes, now I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I'm pretty independent.
Okay, independent. Okay. All right, sir. And do you think of yourself closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Probably closer to the Democrats.
Closer to the Democrat. All right. Okay, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
My what?
Your race?
White.
Okay. Thank you. Right, sir, and the last question, finally, you know, strictly for verification purpose about my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Tony.
All right, and right, Tony, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey, okay? You have a great evening.
Okay, you
all
too.
Right, bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.